Unplugged Canada is working with the RCMP to host a workshop to let parents know about the risks of kids regularly using technology. Unplugged works to educate parents about early smartphone use in children and provides resources for creating a smartphone-free childhood. Jenna Post works with the Nova Scotia chapter of Unplugged. She says that there are many negative impacts of technology for children, including social isolation and exposure to inappropriate content. So you're holding a workshop tonight hosted by the RCMP about smartphone and technology safety. Can you tell me a little bit more about how the workshop looks and what kind of topics it will be covering?
Sure. Yeah, it's tonight. It's 6:30 and we're hosting it both in person at the Canada Game Center in the boardroom, as well as if you're not local and not able to make in person, there is a Zoom registration as well. You can watch live online. And, you know, we're collaborating with the RCMP, specifically the Community Action Response Team. And we're trying to, again, just sort of help parents be aware of some of the kind of risks online for kids that I think many parents may not even be aware of. And a lot of the topics that they're going to kind of dive into are related to cyberbullying, unfortunately, the rise of sextortion, especially in Canada as well. The risks when kids do share intimate images with each other or with strangers, child luring, and some specific initiatives that are the RCMP is actually going through right now to sort of tackle these issues in our backyard here in Nova Scotia.
And so is this workshop available for just parents or just children, or can both come?
It's more specifically targeted to parents. I think we've had a couple events where some, you know, older adolescents came along and they actually found it really valuable. So I would say it's really open to anybody. Our target's kind of parents as well as educators, caregivers, you know, anybody who maybe is, you know, has a young child in their life and wants to be able to help protect them more online.
Right. And so as technology is becoming more and more accessible or used a whole lot more in children, what are the kind of negative impacts that we're seeing that have been coming along with this?
Well, there's a number. I mean, I think one of the key things is that these are really fueling a mental health crisis in our kids. Fortunately, the rates of depression, anxiety, self-harm, and even suicide have dramatically spiked since about 2010, when smartphones started to get introduced widespread into children's lives. So we're seeing things like, you know, 133% increase in visits to the ER for young girls for self-harm injuries. We're seeing, you know, kids with problematically smart use having three times more likely to have depression. There's also just the exposure of the content that they're seeing on these devices, and many times unintentionally. Like, unfortunately, these devices and many of the apps out there are intentionally kind of guiding kids to more extreme and harmful content. And kids are getting exposed to things that we never dream of exposing to them this young as parents. And they're also just designed to be addictive. It's designed to capture attention. It's fragmenting our kids' attention and our own attention spans. And it's leading to kids spending, you know, 6, 7, 8 hours a day online, which they're not spending interacting in person, building relationships, building communication skills. And overall, again, it's exposing them to, you know, unfortunately, people online who aren't necessarily have the best intentions. You know, we've done a lot to overprotect our kids in the real world, and we've not done enough to really protect them online. In Canada alone, there was 7,000 reports of kids being sexually extorted online in the last 2 years, and that's just reported cases. And many kids, you know, share that they're getting targeted by, you know, sexual offenders online every single day across some of these major platforms. So, you know, all of that kind of leads to, you know, these phones have really changed childhood. You know, many of our kids, these are blocking experiences. They're not outside engaging in the real world as much. They're not spending as much time with their friends anymore. And that's going to start, that continues to inhibit them from growing into fully functioning adults.
Right. And so, you know, you listed all those kind of negative impacts that come along with the technology use. I'm just kind of curious, what are some of the alternatives that parents might want to take into account rather than using the technology for their kids?
Yeah, I mean, I think what's become the default, and I'll say I honestly thought this myself until about a year ago, is that you don't have to default to giving your kid your old iPhone or your smartphone. If you need them to maybe get in touch with them, if they're getting some independence and you want to be able to communicate with them, you know, give them a simple phone that doesn't have those apps on there. Even getting a home phone. So we've, in our own household, our kids are only 5 and 7, but we already got one just because if there was ever an emergency, like that is way easier for them to navigate than trying to get into my cell phone, which they don't even know how to. They're calling their friends and having these cute little conversations where they have to learn phone etiquette and how to leave a voicemail. Again, as those kids kind of need more independence and maybe you need to check in, there's things like some smartphone or smartwatches that are designed for parents and kids that, again, limit distraction, but provide maybe that ability for parents to know where they are and be able to send simple messages to approve contacts. And then there's even some incredible products being introduced. In Canada, there's the Pinwheel phone, which is looks just like a smartphone, and it can have some of the, you know, very beneficial applications like education-wise or communication, music, that, you know, aren't necessarily harmful to kids, but you cannot get social media or an open browser on that device. It is not possible. It's built with a custom operating system. And so, you know, that is an option that parents can consider, whether they've just recently given their kids a phone and maybe want to roll it back a little bit, or whether they are considering when the kid is ready to give them something. That is an amazing tool to start them with, because navigating all of those parental controls on iPhones and even Android phones are difficult, and kids have figured out a ton of ways to get around them. And it just becomes kind of a whack-a-mole for a parent to just continue to try to close those gaps and try to keep them safe.
Right. And why do you think it's so important for both kids and their parents to be well-informed about the dangers of using technology so young?
Well, I think it is important that the kids get, you know, a part of this conversation and they understand it, because I feel like with the conversations I've had, when kids are brought into that and they're educated on how this is going to affect their sleep, how it affects their mental health, how it affects their attention, you know, they tend to get more on board on it. And I think parents also need to consider their own habits. You know, they look to you to model your behavior. And so I think we all need to kind of take a look at our own use of our smartphones. You know, myself have taken a lot of stock into being more aware of my use in front of my kids. I turn off my notifications for non-urgent things. I put phone limits on certain applications just to make sure I don't spiral down, you know, that hole on social media. And if I am using it in front of my kids, I try to narrate what I'm doing. In many cases for adults, it's very much a communication tool. So I'm talking to a person at work who needs my help. You know, I'm messaging your friend to see your friend's mom to see if they're free to play later. I'm looking up a recipe for dinner. So I try to tell them what I'm doing so they don't just, you know, think that I'm just distracted looking at something online. Many times it is a tool for parents, but be open with that communication and be open and aware, especially as kids are going to get more access, that they need to be, you know, aware of what could be coming at them and try to be critical in analyzing, is this who they think they are talking to? You know, if they do see something, make sure they have an open dialogue with you to come talk to you about it. That's really important, to make sure we're educating kids on how to keep themselves safe and how they can take an action if they are caught in a situation that's uncomfortable.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much, Jenna, for talking to me today. It was great to speak with you.
Thank you so much for having me.
That was Jenna Post from Unplugged Canada. For the Local Journalism Initiative and CKDU, I'm Sarah Drysdale.